The next item, how long will that take, Mr. Crisp?
I should have it ready about 12 o'clock for the next one.
No, we do need to eat.
Yes.
So, yeah, it'll take about 10 minutes, probably.
At the most. I don't know if I'll
proceed.
Take that.
Next item on the agenda is Spiny Dogfish, discussion of state commercial harvest quota and quota monitoring needs, request for public hearing.
This will just be a simple request for public hearing. Basic background, it was already included in your eval. Back in October 2009, the commission set a spiny dogfish limited entry permit with the criteria that is specified in the eval. That resulted in 102 harvesters being permitted to be in this fishery. Since that time, we've had some other amendments before the board. In November of the same year, 2009, it made it unlawful to transfer that permit. We weren't trying to increase effort. In April of 2010, the use of agents was prohibited by recommendation of what's known as Spiny Dogfish Subcommittee, but also a provision to allow transfers for hardships, medical, military active duty, or death in a family was allowed, just to allow some transfers, and we didn't take 102 and drop it all the way down. March of this year, March 23rd of 2011, Lancaster Marine Fisheries Commission Spiny Dogfish and Coastal Sharks Board approved Addendum 3 to the Interstate Fishery Management Plan. The addendum divided the southern region quota into state-specific shares. Now, Virginia received 10.795% of the annual coastwide quota, and what that would normally represent in a normal year is 2,159,000 pounds of spiny dogfish. We've received a recent memo that due to overages in the last season, which runs from May 1st through April 30th, it's a fishing season instead of a usual calendar year, that will drop for Virginia down by 10,776 pounds. So instead of the 2.15, it'll be 2.14 million pounds.
Which is pretty good management.
Yeah. That's pretty good. The addendum also allowed for quota transfers between states, rollovers of up to 5% of the state-specific shares, state-specified possession limits, and also included a three-year reevaluation of the measures before ASMFC. Now, on May 16th, we met with members of the Spiny Dogfish Subcommittee. Staff went over what had happened, what ASMFC's plan was for us, and what can we do to adapt to it. So we have a couple recommendations for a June public hearing. First off is to establish the new state quota system from May 1st through April 30th. Again, would be 2.15 million, but it's going to be 2.14 million and some change just due to the overages for the coastal. We want to also have in there the provision about the rollover, the 5% rollover provision, and build that in. We want to clarify the state-specified possession limits. Right now, it is a possession limit by vessel of 3,000 pounds per day. There seems to be some confusion about this that we have found with industry, so we just want to clarify that to understand it is 3,000 pounds per vessel per day. So we just want to clarify that language. Because this is now a monitored quota on our end, we want to make sure we don't go over our own state quota. We want to establish a buyer reporting system for quota monitoring. Spiny dogfish is somewhat unique. All spiny dogfish must be sold to a federally permitted dealer. There is no allowable retail or personal use in this fishery. So we're going to go work with the buyers to have a reporting system there. What we'll be proposing is a weekly reporting from buyers of catch until we get to about projection of 80% of the harvest. At that point, we'll go to a daily reporting from buyers until we actually close the quota out or close the season, whichever comes first. And that we actually have a buyer on the committee who was very agreeable to this, one of the largest buyers. In return to them, though, in response to some of their concerns, they like to know what's going on. We are going to try and develop a web access so they can go onto the website and see where we are weekly in the quota, so they can see what we're looking at and kind of get their own feel for when we're probably going to be getting close to a closure themselves. In the past, they haven't had a day's notice from ASMSC when we've had a closure, which means it leaves a lot of guys out there with their gear in the water and having to throw a lot of dogfish overboard. So this way, hopefully, we can have a little better system and less discard coming from regulation. We want to establish a control date of April 30th, 2011 for management actions in the future. In your packet, you saw some presentation of data from the past year and a half. and you noticed that there was a large number of people who reported no harvest of spiny dogfish yet have spiny dogfish permits. We want to kind of look at this in the future, what happened, establish that as a control date, and if there is a need to actually reduce the number of permits or change the criteria, have that be the set action. We all know if we start talking about action ahead now and we don't have a control date, there's going to be a whole lot of extra reporting showing up that may or may not have happened. So that's the reason for the control date. And finally, we want to consider any dogfish reported in the months of November through February to be recognized as spiny dogfish when determining the qualifications for a spiny dogfish limited entry permit. Some members will remember we've had this issue come up before in different ways. People either didn't report or failed to report or reported incorrectly and such. The committee felt that if they did actually catch a dogfish, quote-unquote dogfish, during November through February, it was most like a spiny dogfish, and what the reports were incorrect. And we've seen some evidence of incorrect reporting. In the actual commercial harvester community, they just consider them dogfish. So when they report them, they just put them as dogfish, and sometimes that comes as dogfish unknown, or maybe they put the wrong code down, and they put them down as smooth dogs. We have already looked at this, and it would impact, it would take the number from the current 102 up to 107. So it would be only 5 additional. But if you look in the packet, you notice there are 67 individuals who didn't harvest at all last year. And we felt that was a reasonable compromise with the committee to address some of the concerns that we have had repeatedly come before this commission from the public. So with those items, this is a request for a June public hearing.
Any questions? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Joe, can you talk a little bit about the rationale for a control date and what the subcommittee, or more broadly, the FMAC envisions doing with that control date? In other words, is that going to be provide a basis for further curtailing the pool of licensees?
Yes, and it's only been before the subcommittee. It has not gone before FMAC yet. The control date itself has to do with the lack of harvest for some of the permittees. There's been a little controversy about who did get permits in this fishery. The original criteria included helpers getting equal credit, but we all know that helper data is not auditable under our system, which means you can put people down on a sheet of paper and say they helped you and they didn't even go on a boat. They would like to be able to go back and look at this issue again previous to April 30th of this year, and if they see a need for decreasing the number of permits out there or changing the criteria of some sort, have that be the set date and not basically say something now and then ask for more problem reporting to happen.
Thank you.
Does that answer?
Further questions? Well, just very briefly, Jack catches a lot of flack from time to time on decisions that are made and the way things go. The reason the quota is what it is today, as far as Virginia's concerned, is Jack, as I observed him operate at ASMFC, did a very good job protecting Virginia's interest and accurately articulating why Virginia should receive not over its share of quota, but its fair share of quota. Because I will tell you this, you get up there and start talking about dogfish, it is like a card game with knives and guns, literally, as far as who thinks they should get what, who's lobbying whom, who's doing this, who's doing that. And at the end of the day, you hope that you've survived the game, because it's not at the end for those that are involved in a fishery, but there's a lot of wheeling and dealing and backdoor discussions pertaining to that, where states are just doing what they think they're supposed to do, protect their best interest and get what they can. But Mr. Travelstead did a very good job as far as that was concerned up there, so he deserves credit. Matters before the commission.
Move for head up.
Motion made by Mr. Bowden, second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.